Today's Amud is Sukkot Lamed Ches Amud Beis. We're holding on Lamed Ches Amud Aleph on the bottom line. So we're in the middle of discussing the way that they used to say Hallel. So says the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava says that Hilchasa Gibirasa Ikol Mishma Mimin Haga De Halelia. That you can learn out many big halachas from the way we say Hallel. Just as background to this Gemara, so it used to be that the way they said Hallel, we mentioned in the Mishnah, is that if a katan was reading Hallel, so then everyone had to repeat after the katan. There's no Shomea Ka'ina by a katan, because he's not a Bar Chiyuva. Similarly, by a woman in an Eved. So if they're the Chazan, so then everyone listening has to actually say the word. So the katan, let's say, would say a line of Hallel, and everyone would repeat that same line afterwards, because there's no Shomea Ka'ina. If a Gadol was reading Hallel, so then they were Yaitze with Shomea Ka'ina, but still they would answer back Halleluka by every line. The Gadol would read Hallel line by line, and after every line, everybody would answer back Halleluka. So then all we discussed really in the Mishnah. Now we're going to see soon in this Gemara that besides, when the Gadol read Hallel, besides answering back Halleluka by every line that the Gadol said, when the Chazan started off a new paragraph of Hallel, so instead of saying Halleluka, instead the Tzibur would repeat the words of the beginning of the paragraph. Meaning that was always true by a katan. By a katan, the Tzibur always had to repeat everything that the Chazan said. By Gadol, typically they didn't repeat. They just said Halleluka by every line. By the opening line of every paragraph, so then the Tzibur would repeat the line that the Gadol said. Again, but this was Dafka by a Gadol where they could be Yaitze with Shomei Ka'ina. If it was a Katan, so then every line that the Chazan said they would have to repeat. Now eventually everybody became Bekiyim and had to read Hallel themselves, and really none of this was necessary. However, we're going to see now that they made a zecher for all the different takanais. In order so that it shouldn't be forgotten, so they made a zecher for all the different takanas, and that's what Rav over here means when he says that we see from our Hallel a lot of halachas, means we could look backwards, we could see from our Hallel a lot of different details about the way that they used to say Hallel. Now, in order to understand what Rav is about to say, it's also important to be makdim with the way that they said Hallel in the times of Rava. So again, everything we said until now, that was like the original way of saying Hallel. Bizman Rava already, when people were Bekiyim, so they had different Ramazim to these different Takanas that we just spoke about, but the whole way that they said Hallel was differently. The way that they said Hallel is that the Chazan would start off and say the first paragraph, Halleluka. He would start off the first paragraph, which starts with the word Halleluka, and everybody would respond with the word Halleluka. The Chazan would then start the next words of the first paragraph. He would say, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and everybody would respond, Halleluka. Then everybody would read by themselves, the Chazan by himself, the Tzibur by themselves, everybody would read until Haidu Hashem Kitoiv Kilo Elam Chastoi. When they got to Haidu Hashem Kitoiv, the Chazan would say Haidu Hashem Kitoiv, and everybody responded by repeating Haidu Hashem Kitoiv, and so on and so forth. The Tzibur would continue repeating the words of the Chazan until they got to Ana Hashem Ashiyana and Ana Hashem Atzlichana. The Chazan would then say, after they finished saying Ana Hashem Ashiyana and Ana Hashem Atzlichana, again, the Chazan, and then repeated by the Tzibur. Once they finished with that, the Chazan would then say Baruch Haba, and everybody would respond by saying B'Shem Hashem. They did not repeat Baruch Haba. They just responded by saying B'Shem Hashem, and then everybody continued on their own until the end of Hallel. Nowadays, we don't read Hallel like either of these two ways that we just described. But that's important to realize, that there was the original way of reading Hallel, and then there was the way that they read Hallel Bizman Rava. So Rava is coming to say that we see, from the way that we read Hallel, Rava in his times, we could see Ramaz to all the different takanas that they had originally in the first way that they used to read Hallel. Because again, technically speaking, Bizman Rava, when people were Bekiyim, so there was no need to ever repeat after the Chazan anything. Everything could have just been said every man for themselves. Everyone knew how to read Hallel. From these different things that they did, we're going to see now that we could see, and Chazal purposely put them into Hallel to show us about the original takanas that were there. So let's see. So Rava says that we could see from the way we say Hallel some big halachas. What is that? Number one, Hu Aymer Halleluka, the Hein Aymer Halleluka. The way Hallel started off, like we just said, the Chazan would start off the first paragraph, he would say Halleluka, and everybody would respond Halleluka. Now everybody knew how to read, so why were they repeating after the Chazan? Mikan Shemitzvah La'anes Halleluka. This was to show us a remes to the original Takanum, that there's always a mitzvah to repeat Halleluka in the beginning of Hallel. Even someone who's a baki, that was always the original takana, that the tzibur should answer Halleluka after the chazan. Who, second halacha, Hu Aymer Hallelu Avdei Hashem. The chazan would then continue with the first paragraph, and he would say the words Hallelu Avdei Hashem. The Hein Aymerin Halleluka. And the tzibur would answer back Halleluka. Now, there was really no reason for this. Everybody knew how to read Hallel for themselves. So why is it that Chazal instituted to read Hallel in this fashion, that the Chazan would say, Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and the Tzibur would answer back, Halleluka? So Rava said, you see from here a second halacha. Mikan, you see from here, Shemhaya Gadol Makra Isai, that if you have a Gadol, being the Chazan, and you don't know how to read, so Aina Acharav Halleluka. So those that don't know how to read, they should answer after the Chazan Halleluka. So the Chazal kept this in to the way we read Hallel, Bizman Rava, they kept this in to show us to be meramez about the original Takana, that if a person doesn't know how to read Hallel, he answers back Halleluka to everything that the Chazan says. A third halacha we see from the way we read Hallel is that Hu Aymer Haidu Lashem. We said that after Hallelu Avdei Hashem, everybody then reads Hallel to themselves until they get to Haidu Lashem Kitayv. Once they get to Haidu Lashem Kitayv, so then the Chazan says Haidu Lashem, Vehein Aymerim Haidu Lashem, and the Tzibur repeats after him and they say Haidu Lashem. Mikan, from here, says Rava, we see a third halacha, Shemitzvah La'anais Rashi Prakim. That even though typically the Tzibur always responded Halleluka to everything that the Chazan said, when the Chazan got to a new paragraph of Hallel, a new parak of Hallel, so then instead of saying Halleluka, the Tzibur would respond by answering back the beginning words of the new parak. So therefore, Haidu Lashem is the beginning of the next parak, and therefore, instead of responding Halleluka, the Tzibur was supposed to respond with the same words as the Chazan, Haidu Lashem Kitayv. Again, nowadays this wasn't really necessary, but Chazal instituted to read Hallel like that as to be meramis to the original Takana, that that's the way to read Hallel. That by the Rashi Prakim, instead of answering back Halleluka, they would answer back the Rashi Prakim, they would answer back the first words of the Perek. A fourth halacha we can learn from our Hallel is that from that which Hu Aymer Ana Hashem Hashiyana, the Chazan then says Ana Hashem Hashiyana, Vehein Aymerim Ana Hashem Hashiyana, and everybody answers back Ana Hashem Hashiyana. Now Ana Hashem is not the beginning of a parak; it's not Rosh Prakim. So why did they repeat the words Ana Hashem Hashiyana? So says Rava Mikan. You see from here Shemaya Katan Makra Isai. Ainin Acharav Mashahu Aymer. This was to be Maramez to the original Takana, that if you have a Katan reading Hallel, so being that there's no Shomea Ka'ina, so then everybody has to repeat what the Katan says. So they kept this in, even though it wasn't Rashi Prakim, so you would think answer back Halleluka, or don't answer back anything at all, keep reading Hallel. Everybody knew how to read Hallel. Why did Chazal say to read Hallel in this fashion, that the Chazan said, Ana Hashem Hashiyana, and the Tzibur responds, Ana Hashem Hashiyana? This was to be merames that when you have a Katan, that's the Chazan, so then you have to repeat everything that the Chazan says. Says Rava, fifth halacha, is that, Hu Aymer Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. The Chazan then says, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. Vehein Aymerim Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. And everybody responds, Ana Hashem Hatzlichana. So again, everybody's repeating what the Chazan says. Why did Chazal institute to read Hallel like this? Mikan Shimbo Lichbo Kaifo. To be meramis to the idea that if the psukim in Hallel that you want to repeat, you want to say it twice, so then Kaifo, then you say it twice. Therefore, we had this, that they said it twice. Because Ana Hashem Hatzlichana, that the Chazan said, technically, everybody was Yaitse already with Shomea Ka'ina, as we're going to see soon, that there's a concept of Shomea Ka'ina. So why did they repeat it again a second time? To be Kaifel the Pasuk, to repeat the Pasuk a second time, to be Meramis to this halacha, Shembo Lichbo Kaifel. Says Rava, a sixth and final halacha that we could see from the way that we say Hallel is from that which Hu Aimer Baruch Haba, the Chazan then says Baruch Haba, and instead of answering back Halleluka, instead of answering back Baruch Haba, Vehein Aimer B'Shem Hashem. They just continue on with the rest of the Pasuk. They don't respond Baruch Haba, they don't respond anything, they just continue on with the rest of the Pasuk. The Chazan said Baruch Haba, and everyone else says B'Shem Hashem. Ah, what happened to Baruch Haba? Mikan Hashem. From here you see the concept of Shomea Ka'ina, that the Tzibur doesn't have to repeat Baruch Haba, because being that the Chazan's a Gadol, so they could be Yaitse with Shomea Ka'ina. Instead, they just continue on, and they say B'Shem Hashem. Which again, nowadays, we don't read Hallel like Rava, like the way that they did in the times of Rava. We don't read Hallel like the way that they did before the times of Rava. For whatever reason, we read Hallel in our own way. It's not like either of these two ways. But that's the way that they used to read Hallel. Says the Gemara Vayter now. Now that we mentioned the idea of Shomea Ka'ina, so the Gemara is going to go on a little bit of a tangent and discuss different ideas of Shomea Ka'ina. So says the Gemara, "Bai minem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba." They asked the Shiloh from Rabbi Chiya bar Abba that Shama v'loy ana mahu. In general, by Shomea Ka'ina, what's the halacha if a person hears, let's say, a bracha, he hears Hallel from the Chazan, and he doesn't answer anything? He doesn't say Amen, he doesn't answer anything, as he's still Yaitse with Shomea Ka'ina. So Amar Lahu, so Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, he said back to the Tamidim who asked him the Shailo, he said that Chakimayo, that the Tamid Chachamim, the Safraya, and the teachers, the Reishe Amma, and the leaders of the nation, the Darshaya, and the Darshanim, Amru, everybody says, everyone, Mamish, everyone says, that Shama V'Layana is Yatsa, that even if a person doesn't answer back anything, Lamaisa, he's still Yaitse with Shomea Ka'ina. Itmar Nami, says the Gemara, another general idea of Shomea Ka'ina, that Amrab Shimon ben Pazi, Amrab Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Minayin no Shomea Ka'ina. What's the makar for Shomea Ka'ina? Where do we know the concept from? So says the Gemara, Dechziv, as the Pasuk says, it's a Pasuk in Sefer Malachim. The Pasuk, the background to the Pasuk, is that Menashe was the king of Klai Yisrael for many years, and he was a mamash, a tremendous Rasha. After Menashe died, so his son Amon took over, and he also continued in his father's ways. After Amon died, so then his son Yoshiyahu became the king. So Yoshiyahu was the grandson of Menashe, and he taka did what was Yashar Be'enei Hashem. He did the right things, and he wanted to fix up the Beis HaMikdash. When Yoshiyahu became king, he wanted to fix up the Beis HaMikdash, and he sent Chizkiyahu to look to see what needed to get fixed. So he sent Chizkiyahu to the Beis HaMikdash to see what needed to get fixed. And when Chizkiyahu was there, he found the Sefer Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu wrote. And the Sefer Torah was open to the Parsha of the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavoy in Devarim. And it was open to Parak Chavches, Pasuk Lamed Vav, where the Pasuk describes that Hashem says, I'm going to send you into Golus, I'm going to send you into the hands of other nations. So now Chizkiyahu was very scared when he saw this, that that's what the Sefer Torah was open to. So Chizkiyahu showed it to Shafan, who is the Sefer. He showed it to Shafan HaSefer, and Shafan HaSefer then read it to Yeshiyahu. So Chizkiyahu saw the Sefer Torah, he showed it to Shafan HaSefer, Shafan then read it to Yeshiyahu. Now Yeshiyahu was very scared when he heard what Shafan read before him, that this is what happened. So because he was scared, he sent to Cholda HaNaviah. Cholda was the Naviah at the time. She was the prophet. And he sent to her to ask her, what am I supposed to do now? What's the message? Hashem's showing me the scary thing. I'm very scared. What am I supposed to do? And Cholda replied, she responded to Yeshiyahu, and she said that don't worry about it. Nothing's going to happen to you because you're so scared, because you subjugate yourself to Hashem, so nothing's going to happen in your lifetime. Something later is going to happen, but in your lifetime, nothing's going to happen because of the hachna that you showed in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the background. So now, this parsha is going to be the makar for the concept of Shomea Ka'ina. So says the Gemara Dechsiv, we know Shomea Ka'ina from that which the Pasuk says, as Hadvarim, or really the Lashon of the Pasuk is, as Kol Divrei HaSefer, The pasuk says, "It's called Divrei Sefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda." The pasuk describes the words of the Sefer Torah that Yeshio, who is the Melech of Yehuda, that he read. And the question is Vichy Yeshio Quran? Did Yeshio read the psukim? Vahaloi Shafan Quran? Didn't Shafan read the psukim? We just went over the story. It was Shafan who read the psukim to Yeshio. Yeshio didn't read the psukim. The chsiv, as the pasuk says, Vikreu Shafan Lefnei HaMelech. It says that Shafan read the psukim in front of Yeshio. So Yeshio is not the one who read the psukim. So why does the pasuk describe the parsha as being read by Yeshio? He's not the one who read it. Shafan read it. So says the Gemara, Ela Mikan L'Shamei HaKoine. It must be, you see from here, the concept of Shamei HaKoine, that even though Yeshio didn't read it himself, because he heard Shafan reading it, so we say Shamei is Koine. Being that he heard it, it's as if he said it, and therefore the pasuk describes it as called Divrei HaSefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda. It's Kiilu Yeshio himself read from the Sefer Torah. Says the Gemara, how is this a Makar that Shamei HaKoine? V'dilma basar dekrayahu Shafan, kara Yeshio. Maybe after dekranu Shafan, after Shafan read it, so maybe afterwards Yeshio read it. We mentioned it doesn't say it in the psukim. It says that Shafan read it to Yeshio, but maybe there was another detail that was there that we just don't know about, that really Yeshio then read it afterwards, and that's why the pasuk describes it as kol divrei hasefer asher kara melech Yehuda, because Yeshio read it himself after Shafan read it. So says the Gemara, no, that can't be. Amar of Achabar Yaakov, Lai Sal Kedaitach. It can't be that Yeshio read it. Dechziv, as the pasuk says, that when Yeshio sent to Cholda Hanaviyah, that he was scared, and what's going to be, so Cholda sent back to Yeshio, that Yan Rach Levavcha, Vatikana Lefnei Hashem, Bishamacha, Esadvar Me'ela. So it says that she said to him, that because you had such a soft heart, and you subjugated yourself, and you were scared in front of Hashem, when you heard Esadvar Me'ela, it says when you heard these words, so we darshan from there Bisham Acha Veloy Bikaracha, that Yeshio only heard the words, he never actually read the words. That Cholda Hanaviyah told him that because you had a soft heart when you heard these words, so therefore nothing's going to happen during your lifetime. But you see from there that Yeshio never read the words, he only heard the words. So now going back to the original pasuk that we brought, as Kol Divrei HaSefer Asher Kara Melech Yehuda, the pasuk says that Yeshio read from the Sefer Torah. He didn't read from the Sefer Torah. So how could the pasuk say that Yeshio read from the Sefer Torah? It must be that Shamei HaKoine, that being that Shafan read from the Torah in front of Yeshio, it's as if Yeshio read it himself. So that's the makar that Shamei is Koine.